This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's now 5:43 on today on Twitter. We're continuing complaints about our passport applications and renewals are trending.
Yep. So we have this from Tanjung Malim MP Chang Li Kang, who tweeted, "The passport application process, super efficient, can be done online. However, the passport collection process is terrible. When can we learn?" He included pictures of the very long queues at the immigration offices. He followed up with a suggestion in another tweet saying, you know, if you can process 120 applications every day, then let people book ahead online. It'll be much easier if it's divided into three slots, 40 people per slot. Only those with appointments can come, others shouldn't. So those that do come will definitely be able to finish up their business that day itself. He also went on to, of course, tag KDN Putrajaya. And this prompted a discussion about the passport collection process specifically, but also government services, with people chiming in.
And this isn't something that's just happened this week, right? People have been ruing and complaining about the passport renewal and pickup process for the last, I want to say, at least 2 weeks, ever since the system became completely online and then you have to go and pick up your supposedly completed passport from the offices. And the tweets are reflecting really very similar frustrations. We have Akio Peace saying, "Now imagine the queues in Johor Bahru, where a few hundred thousand people work in a different country. My brother reached the office at 9 a.m. He was told the numbers have finished, was told to come again on Saturday."
We also have, Faiza, who says, "Just happened to me this morning, 3 hours plus. I ended up being asked to come back in the afternoon, so I gave up for today. I waited 20 minutes more to collect my IC, and I think I need to calm down before I can come again next time." And I think anyone who has had an experience like this, to do with having to wait or not being told exactly what's going to happen when you have to collect an important document, will in fact understand. Nazrik says, "What is the point of doing passport online, but then you have to wait 4 to 6 hours at their office just for the collection? It's crazy." Taja Lee Kim says this, "I experienced this last week. My whole day was just spent queuing. I came at 10 a.m. They said the numbers for the morning session were already finished and I needed to wait until noon to take a number for the 2 p.m. session."
So there's so many people talking about why it is that there seems to be such a lack of coordination between the fact that there is an online application and then you have to go there and repeat certain processes. Kash says, "I applied online too. Then when I came to collect, they asked me to do it the normal way, had to take my picture, fill in forms again. They don't count my online application. What's the function of the renewing online then?" Meanwhile, Azfar says, "Actually, I didn't have problems with collecting the passport, but some processes are frustrating. For instance, people already spent money to take their photos and are suddenly asked to take another photo there. And then there's no clear demarcation between people who applied online, those who need to verify just their thumbprints, and those who need to take a photo again."
So a lot of this has me thinking, right, about the ways in which we do things and the common ways in which we have done things for a long time, whether we've learned anything about changing that. Because I think that the point that was being made earlier about how either you can do online slots rather than asking people to show up for tickets to be given away, but the other thing, the lack of recognition, for example, that an online process doesn't have to be replicated in real life, that, you know, it should count. All these different things about not differentiating people who are picking up. A lot of it, I think, has its roots in the usual problems people have with bureaucracy. Now, what I think a lot of people expect better or have come to expect more of is the online process. And that's because we now know that hybridization or a kind of meshing together of what used to be a physical process and what can now be done online is common and can be helpful. And so because we know that it can be done, when it is not done, and we're also talking about the sheer volume of people right now who are trying to renew and pick up their passports, I think it just feels a bit like, why are you asking people to still show up at 10 a.m. or 8 a.m.? Like, you don't have to have it be a lottery in terms of whether or not people will get a ticket that day. This is something that can be determined online.
And a lot of this is actually deeply ironic, because until this this whole thing happened, actually our passport application process was very easy to navigate. I was fortunate enough to renew my passport during before this whole system took place, and it took me all of 40 minutes to walk in and do it physically. And even for a number of years before this, you usually hear people talk about how relatively easy it is to renew your passport. So I think it's unfortunate that all of that goodwill in some ways has now resulted in so much frustration. But we'd like to hear from you. Have you tried to renew or apply for a passport? What's it been like? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:54. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about a number of very different things this hour, though both, I think, have been getting similarly outraged responses. So on today on Twitter, we were discussing passport renewals and how many people have been having really difficult, lengthy processes in trying to get their passports renewed. We'd like to hear from you on both counts. Have you renewed your passport lately? What was it like? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on the subject of passport renewals, we have this from Adlin.
Adlin says, I submitted an online renewal on Monday. I paid. I haven't heard back whether it's ready to collect. The news said that I can head for collection if I haven't heard back in 3 days. So I wonder, do I actually need to queue for the number just for collection without the email notification? Hearing everybody's comments makes me feel so confused right now.
So Adlin, you're not the only one I've actually heard this from, and unfortunately I don't have answers for you, but the whole I'm supposed to wait for an email but I haven't gotten it and I'm not sure what to do when I go there is something I've actually seen repeated across many people's status updates and so on.
I was just thinking because like you said, the reason why the passport renewal system in recent years had gotten praise was partly because the passport renewal system a long time ago was so bad. And so I was just thinking about how, Adlin, hearing about your uncertainty about should I go, should I not, where should I be when I'm there, am I going to have to ask somebody and get scolded and, you know, told to take a number, just had me, you know, with flashbacks to renewing my passport when I was younger.
I know, it's an experience that I haven't had in many, many years, and I'm so glad that I haven't. Keep those thoughts coming. Have you tried to renew your passport lately? What was it like? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.